Now for a conversation about the Ketchikan International Airport, which is undergoing some changes. I'm here with Mike Carney, the airport manager. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
So first off, just for people who don't know that there are some changes that are going to be happening at the airport, could you give us an overview of what's been going on?
Well, the process started with us hiring a firm to do a 20-year plan for the airport, just a 20-year outlook, and we hired a firm out of Denver, Mead & Hunt, nationally recognized planning, airport planning firm. We set up a process to go through, and this is what they, all they do, go through our airport, tell us the problems, the quite evident problem to people who use the airport regularly is that, especially during our summer months, there's not much room. It's very crowded and congested, and our flow of how the people move around our terminal is just doesn't work. So that's what we've been doing since 2019. We got a committee together of and the committee consists of Renee Schofield, Jay Rhodes, and Mayor Sievertson, and along with the planning group, myself, and just have went through lots of long conversations about how traffic flow is and how the terminal's laid out. And through that process, we've found out that with the amount of people that are projected to go through our facility in the next 10 years, that the terminal is actually only half the size it needs to be. Now, this study is only for the terminal area. It's not for any other parts of the airport. We have a lot of other projects going on, but they're separate projects.
Yeah, it's funny to hear you talk about not having enough space in the terminal normally, because I know that this summer is very different from most summers and that there's a lot less people, but definitely I can imagine during a normal summer. One thing I'm wondering, I know that the airport has put out initial floor plans in terms of what it's thinking about changes. And I'm taking a look at the floor plans as somebody who isn't super familiar with the airport and airport floor plans. I find them a bit hard to decipher. So for people who are going on and looking at those floor plans, could you talk a bit about, you know, what they're looking at and what kinds of changes you all are anticipating of making?
Yeah, sure. Now, again, evident to people that have been coming in and out of the terminal for years, there's no chance of expanding towards the water. The front of the terminal building is the front of the terminal building. So the three areas that we can expand to is to the south, to the north, and towards the runway. So that's what it's actually showing, is the added areas in all three of those directions. Now, you'll see in the preferred plan that we move TSA screening, meaning if you're going to go through the line and get your carry-on x-rayed and yourself screened, we moved that to the first floor. And we did that mainly because of traffic flows and to allow to have more waiting room, more room for people waiting to board flights on the second floor. So, and along with TSA moving to the first floor, the expansion to the south is for air taxis such as Island Air, not the commercial airlines, we have expanded towards the runway to, or it shows the drawings of expanding towards the runway for a better baggage handling system that comes into the terminal building, and both of our major airlines that we have servicing Ketchikan right now, which is Delta and Alaska Air. And you have to excuse the plane going by here if you can hear that, but it'll be gone shortly.
No worries. I think it's fitting for the conversation. Another question that I have is, in terms of the current layout plan and what might be changing, how accessible for people with disabilities is the terminal now, and are there any changes that might be happening that might make the airport more accessible?
Yeah, the building itself is accessible for ADA and all facets of the public. We of course keep that all in mind when any of this stuff goes on, any of this kind of planning goes on. After you get through TSA, there will be another elevator and stairs that take people to the second floor waiting area.
And I know that the plans are kind of still in the works right now. So when can people expect to arrive at the airport and say, whoa, this looks totally different than the last time I was here?
Well, you know, and that's what I wanted to be clear. This is the start of the process. We do the planning, the assembly. We will take this to the assembly after this 45-day period for people comment period to end. Then they'll take all the comments that come in from the Ketchikan residents, whoever wants to comment. And that's what we're doing right now. We'll take those all into consideration, have another meeting or two, and then we'll outline it all to the assembly. So none of this is per se on the docket yet. It still has to be accepted by the policymakers. After that, then, and along with that, we need to present a financial plan to the policymakers that show how we're going to pay for this. It'll be in different phases. And once we do that and we get the buy-in from the policymakers, then we'll start to hire actual architects and engineers to put the plan together. So, you know, you're talking 2 or 3 years down the road before anybody would see anything start.
Yeah, and on the economic side of things, where is the funding for this project coming from, and do you anticipate that it'll create jobs in town once things get off the ground?
Oh, yeah, even jobs in town right now are going to start next week. We have a large project starting next week with Dawson, but this will be a mirror image. It'll be, all the contractors in town have a chance to bid on it. The funding comes from passenger facility charges. Everybody that flies on the airplane pays $4.80 that goes into a passenger facility charge pot of gold, and that's distributed to the airports for capital improvements. But what the process will do, since we will be spending more than what we have, is after we get enough passenger facility charges to start with, then we will go out and issue bonds for a big project, and then we will pay the bonds off with the passenger facility charges.
Got it. And I know when we spoke the other day, you told me, unsurprisingly, during the pandemic, that passenger traffic is way down. You said on a normal day in the summer, usually there could be around 1,000 people. The past couple of weeks, we've just gotten up to 300 to 400. And so how is that with the passenger fees that you were just talking about? Are you worried about that affecting the available funds for the project?
Of course it will affect funds. You know, we don't know. Nobody knows how long this downturn is going to last. But even with the numbers that we have right now, with the reduced numbers that we have, the terminal is still overcrowded. And one thing that we know for sure is if you've ever been on the first floor when there's 300 people on the first floor, you can barely move through the terminal without touching somebody, let alone be 6 feet away from them. So I don't think, you know, the answer to your question is when this is all over and the flights and people start flying again, and when I say by all over, the only way that seems reasonable to me is if there's a vaccine for this and we get back to absolute normal. So at that time, you know, air traffic is going to increase. I mean, we had in April, we've had days where only 13 people came in and out, you know, maybe 20 people. When you're talking about 400 today, you know, we're down 50% of our normal traffic volume. I look for everybody to start moving around again. So it might take a little longer to accrue the funds or to get the funding package together or issue the bonds, but I'm confident that we will still do that.
And just lastly, if there's anything else you think people who are listening should know about where the airport is at in terms of making renovations.
Yeah, this is what this whole public process is about. You know, we want to hear from the people in Ketchikan and the people that use the airport. This airport's been too small for a long time. And the projections, the FAA and the state have paid attention to this process very closely and blessed all of our forecasts for the future. You know, Ketchikan's still the first city, and it's the entry point to Alaska. It can only get busier.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. That's all the questions I have. So thank you for joining us. I'm Rebecca Tauber here with Ketchikan International Airport Manager Mike Carney. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.